Frank is guilty, says Pinkerton. Atlanta Constitution. Monday, May 26, 1913. Sufficient evidence found to convict him, declares man hired by the National Pencil Company. Announcing that he had secured evidence sufficient to convict his employer, Harry Scott, assistant superintendent of the Pinkertons, who has been retained by the National Pencil Company since the second day of the Fagan tragedy, said to a reporter for the Constitution Sunday night that it was his intention to help prosecute the suspected superintendent. Scott has been in command of the Pinkerton forces working on the investigation. His employment came about in answer to a telephone call from Frank on Monday morning following the murder. He was engaged, he states, for the sole purpose of finding the murderer. Scott's connection with case. His connection with the case was explained once before when he was called to the stand at the coroner's inquest. The Constitution Sunday morning published an exclusive story explaining that although Scott was employed by Frank's defense, and although reports of the Pinkertons' daily progress were submitted to the prisoner's counsel, he was working on the theory that Frank was guilty. Scott declared to the Constitution over the telephone Sunday night that he was convinced of the suspect's guilt and that he had evidence to that effect, which would be submitted before the courts. The Pinkertons' investigation, however, will not cease, he says, but will continue as relentlessly as heretofore. Because of strict jail regulations, Frank could not be reached last night for a statement regarding the detective's announcement. As the assistant superintendent stated on the witness stand during the inquest, he was summoned to Frank's office on Monday afternoon, April 28th, to confer with Frank. Frank, he says, asserted that it was due the pencil factory to investigate the murder. Pinkerton's start work. Scott and his men immediately set to work. The following day, the plant superintendent was arrested. The Pinkerton investigation proceeded on the theory that Frank was guilty, it is stated by Scott. Later, authorities of the pencil factory were consulted. The Pinkertons, it is said, asked if they were to continue their investigation as originally outlined to find the murderer, or would they be expected to assist Frank? In the latter case, it is said, the detective officials declared, they would cease connection. According to Luther Z. Rosser, counsel for Frank and Superintendent Scott, the Pinkertons were instructed to proceed as in the past and to find the slayer. Scott says he has evidence not yet made public and that it will not be revealed until time of trial.